CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Lawmakers in Colorado's democratically controlled House have passed a ban on flavored tobacco products. Republican House Minority Leader Hugh McKean asked lawmakers to amend the measure so that it wouldn't include menthol.
Folks, this is a product that's been on the market for a very long time. It's been on the market, has lots of adults that appreciate it, use it, want it to stick around.
That amendment was defeated. Bill supporters say tobacco companies sell and market candy-flavored vaping products to kids and have done the same with menthol cigarettes in communities of color, leading to poor health outcomes, though the industry disputes that. The House passed the bill on a 35-27 vote. It now goes to the Senate. The governor says he opposes the measure, calling banning tobacco products a local issue. The leaked draft of the U.S. Supreme Court opinion on Roe v. Wade has become a rallying cry for some Democratic state lawmakers up for re-election this fall. Senator Sonia Waukees Lewis spoke to a crowd of abortion rights supporters outside the state capitol during a rally yesterday.
Our margin is 3. If you don't turn out, we lose the Senate. So the job, it's up to you now.
Colorado's Democratic State House has a larger majority. Many of the state's Republican lawmakers have shared support for the court's leaked opinion. Fewer high school graduates in Colorado are going to college, according to the Colorado Department of Higher Education. The number of people who attend college after high school dropped nearly 6% during the pandemic. The decrease in college enrollment was especially steep for students of color, low-income students, and those who graduated from schools in small rural areas. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.